Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and this evening we'll be in conversation with saxophonist and filmmaker Christopher Braig, and we'll be talking about the film Jimmy McGarry, The Best Jazz You Never Heard. And saxophonist and Cincinnati native Christopher Braig spent 10 months filming, editing, recording, and documenting the legacy of Cincinnati jazz legend Jimmy McGarry, shot on location in Cincinnati, Louisville, Boston, and New York. This one-hour look at the jazz world of Cincinnati from 1968 to 1988 features interviews, rare recordings, and the only known video of Jimmy McGarry performing. We're very happy to have the filmmaker and saxophonist Christopher Braig with us this evening. Hey, Christopher, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me tonight.
The Jimmy McGarry film, The Best Jazz You Never Heard, will be shown at Cafe Vivace in Walnut Hills on Thursday, April 25 at 8:30 p.m., Christopher, you want to tell us about the festivities that evening?
The film is an hour long. It's shot in sort of a independent lens PBS kind of style. And afterwards, we'll have a concert. We'll play some of Jimmy's music, which I took from Jimmy's own notebook of his compositions that were handed to me by his son, Sean, to work from. And we're going to feature the great Wayne Yeager on the organ. Equally great, Lou Lausche will play bass. I'm a soprano saxophonist. We will have a young drummer who I actually taught here in St. Louis, Missouri, named Matt McAllister. And Brent Gallagher is going to join us on tenor sax. So we'll do the film, and then we'll do a celebration of Jimmy's music with three generations of musicians, which I think will be wonderful.
And it's interesting you mentioned three generations of musicians. It seems like when we talk about Cincinnati jazz, or at least from, 60s through the 80s, two guys loom very large. Either you came up under the tutelage of pianist Ed Moss, or you were sitting in with the Jimmy McGarry group.
That's exactly right.
You know, Jimmy impressed me, and I knew him starting in the mid-80s until he passed. Jimmy impressed me as a pretty much in-the-moment kind of guy. We really weren't documenting too much. We weren't really thinking about posterity. We're pretty much going from gig to gig to gig.
Absolutely. I was around at that time as a young man, mostly at Corey's on the Corner, some other places as well. But for me, when I heard Jimmy play a few times, I wanted to be the music. There was so much joy that came out of that community and the way everybody related to each other. It went well beyond inspiring me. It just informed the way my life was going to unfold.
You know, my remembrances of Jimmy, man, when this cat put the saxophone to his lips and started to play, there was no differentiation. Jimmy McGarry was the music, and the music was Jimmy McGarry, and it was soul deep, baby.
Absolutely. I think when people come and watch the film at Cafe Vivace, they're going to see something that is like watching a painting. It's about the act of music making, not so much a biography of his life, but it's almost you get a window into what that period was. And I was heavily inspired by like Jean-Luc Godard and French New Wave 60s films. So I was thinking, if I could just take some of that, because that's in my ability, having never made a film, and you could be a little bit back in that time without having to work too hard at it. So a lot of the editing and the really vibrant colors and the way I push the sound forward is to try to give you the act of painting, which is what Willem Dafoe said about the Van Gogh movie he did with Julian Schnabel recently.
I got to hand it to you, brother. You never made a movie before, but you made a movie.
Yeah, I taught 11 years of college jazz and saxophone. I started an audio production program, and I had been talking about documenting Jimmy McGarry for probably 10 years. And finally, a friend of mine said, call Fred Hirsch and see if he'll help you out with it. So I called Fred, and he invited me to New York. In June of 2018, I was sitting in Fred's loft in Soho, and we spent about 3 hours talking about Jimmy McGarry. And that night I made my performance debut in Harlem in New York, and the group I'm playing with now is called Breathe Live. It features a great drummer named Christian Finger and a guitarist named Peter Knoll. We never would have met if I hadn't made the movie about Jimmy McGarry. So it's always about pushing things forward and the act of making music and being with people.
Jimmy seemed to have such a warmth of spirit. I mean, the way that I hear guys talk about him, it was like, hey, he was an old school guy, came up, you know, the old school way in the bebop era. And the way you learned to play jazz was get up on the bandstand with guys that are playing it and make your mistakes and do your best. And maybe get booted off the stage every once in a while, but keep coming back.
And just about everyone I interviewed said basically exactly that. From Fred Hirsch in New York and Chuck Fertel in New York and Pat Kelly and Steve Schmidt. And on and on and on. That was the process of becoming a musician. It wasn't so much that you learned to play an instrument. You became a musician. And I think my film, in a lot of ways, really celebrates the importance of that tradition and that we can still always tap into that to make music go in new directions that we would never anticipate.
Christopher, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Ron, thank you for having me on the program. Hope to see a lot of people out there.
We've been in conversation with saxophonist and filmmaker Christopher Braig, talking about his Jimmy McGarry film, The Best Jazz You Never Heard, showing at Cafe Vivace in Walnut Hills on Thursday, April 25 at 8:30 p.m. For more information about the Jimmy McGarry film and events related, you can visit our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Thank you.